We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah chapter 47. We'll read the entire chapter that it is printed on the back of your bulletin. Now, Isaiah is now addressing the city of Babylon, and he's pointing out that it was Babylon that he employed to punish his people for their idolatry, but they were excessively harsh. They were vicious to Israel. And God resented that, and he has kept an account of that, and it is time for that account to be paid. Babylon is to be destroyed, and they are smug in their assurance. They believe they cannot be assailed, but they are wrong. They are lovers of pleasure. They've given themselves to indulgence. They feel that, verse 10, no one sees me. They have committed themselves to the occult and to enchantments. God is going to judge them swiftly. History records that very suddenly Darius the Mede was able to block one of the main rivers that went under the gates. I can't remember if it was the Tigris or the Euphrates. I think it was the Tigris. And their great walled city was no use suddenly. The river was dammed, and came the Medo-Persian army under the walls, and Babylon fell. It to this day, it lies in ruins under the dust. So many ancient cities lie like that. Well, certainly a warning to a country near you, which resembles many of the things said here. Self-assured, sure, we could never fall. Nothing could touch us. And believing that our sins are not known, but they are known by God. My friends, the great need of our generation is repentance of our nation in a return to God through Jesus Christ. There's nothing more patriotic you and I will ever do than to tell a friend or neighbor about Jesus. And as a church, to preach the word of God. Babylon fell. What a warning it is to us while the time of grace remains. What's true on a national level is true for individual lives. I'm reminded of Jesus' parable of the rich fool. He had it all. He had security. He had happiness. Jesus said, thou fool, tonight you will forfeit your life. Make sure you're right. Let's be right with God. We're right with God by trusting in his son Jesus and his blood. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 47th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind flour. Put on your veil, strip off your robe, uncover your legs, and pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, and your disgrace shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will spare no one. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my heritage. I gave them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the aged, you made your yoke exceedingly heavy. You said, I shall be mistress forever, so that you did not lay these things to heart or remember their end. Now, therefore, hear this, you lover of pleasures who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow. I shall not know the loss of children. These two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood shall come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries and the great power of your enchantments. You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray, and you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. But evil shall come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away. Disaster will fall upon you, for which you will not be able to atone. And ruin shall come upon you suddenly, of which you know nothing. Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you may be able to succeed. Perhaps you may inspire terror. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let them stand forth and save you, those who divide the heavens, who gaze at the stars, who at the new moons make known what shall come upon you. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumes them, for they cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. No coal for warming oneself is this, no fire to sit before. Such to you are those with whom you have labored, who have done business with you from your youth. They wander about, each in his own direction. There is no one to save you. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.